some folks are saying it's the most talented field top to bottom, you know, maybe in the country over the last few years. The racers wanting to add that to their resume, and Slinger's such a cool racetrack. If you win the Slinger Nationals, A, you had fun doing it, and B, you put your name in the history books. This is Todd Thielen from Slinger Super Speedway, and I'm on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line as we get ready for racing action. Just a road trip away. Local race fans really in the Midwest and across even the country are excited about Slinger Nationals coming up. And the man leading the way at Slinger Speedway is the one and only Todd Thielen. Todd, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you on. This is the first summer back and fully open. Slinger Nationals is always a big deal, but I got to tell you, it feels like there's like a bigger vibe. There's just maybe more excitement this year.
Well, I think the national interest has grown exponentially the last 4 or 5 years. And I'm not going to, hopefully it's not peaking, but yes, interest is way up. And I think it started with announcing Derek Thorne coming from California. I think we announced that in January or February, and having racers come from Florida and, you know, all over the country, and you add in Matt Kenseth and William Byron and those kinds of talents, it really starts to add up.
Oh, it's great. Not only for the drivers, I know that they are excited about it too, but of course for the fans as well. Derek Thorne in on things. You mentioned Kenseth, you mentioned William Byron. The race is always one that drivers want to win. You know, they put it on their resume when they win. This year, you mentioned some of those names, NASCAR stars, Wisconsin legends. So talk a little bit about that. How does that go? Is it having Derek Thorne there and maybe just the excitement of Slinger that draws the other people? Is it the other way around? How did it work? Because it seems to be building.
I think it just has to do with the racers wanting to add that to their resume. And Slinger's such a cool racetrack. If you win the Slinger Nationals, A, you had fun doing it, and B, you put your name in the history books of, you know, one of the top three short track events in the country. And it's fun to read a lot of the comments right now on social media, and some folks are saying it's the most talented field top to bottom, you know, maybe in the country over the last few years. There hasn't been this much talent, especially in the middle of summer.
Wow, it's so great to have it in Wisconsin too. You know, people think of the Packers, they may not always think of racing. Of course, Matt Kenseth, obviously he's America's, right? You know, but he's got those Wisconsin roots, but there with Road America, the National Park of Speed, and of course Slinger Speedway, if you're for a second, like, talk a little bit about that. Wisconsin is a hotbed for racing and fans.
Absolutely. Well, we didn't even mention four other racers. Three of these guys, Ty Majeski, Derek Krause, Johnny Sauter, those three are all from Wisconsin, all cut their teeth in the area, and they're all racing truck series right now. Carson Hocevar is coming over from Michigan. Anybody following NASCAR right now knows about Carson and what he's gone through with his broken leg and all his ups and downs. It's those types of drivers, especially the ones that cut their teeth around here and then go south and do well, is what really helps put us on the map, keep us on the map, however you want to say it. But we just have a huge talent pool in the area that shows what they can do when they do race against the best in the country. And then, of course, we have the best fans in the country. And I just don't say that. I believe that. And it's not just Slinger. It's all the surrounding racetracks have a huge fan base. And it's just, I think it's second to none.
It's great to get that recognition, a little bit of PR too, right? To have the kind of racing world really focused on Wisconsin and Slinger Speedway. So people are going to see it in person. It's almost 100% chance it's going to be sold out if it isn't already. And we always talk about it. There's no substitute. As good as TV does, there's no substitute for seeing motorsports and racing in person. So there's going to be a lot of people there. But now this year you have other ways people are going to be able to experience it through the TV side and pay-per-view. Talk about other ways people are going to get in on what's happening.
Well, first, we still have tickets available, and they're online at slingersuperspeedway.com. And we've added a streaming platform, and actually, this is, oh boy, fourth, fifth year at least that we've streamed via pay-per-view. This last 2 years, it's Racing Americas. Before that, it was Speed 51. But we are proud to be partnered with Racing Americas and live streaming the event this year.
So we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for people to get that as well. You have the race on Tuesday. There's action on the track going all weekend and events and celebrations, including the El Bandito green flag kickoff party. Talk a little bit about how Slinger Nationals not only brings great racing, but also music, food, spirits, fun to the weekend and beyond. I mean, it's full 360.
Well, campers are already pulling in and parking their campers and getting ready. The event doesn't really start until, well, there's practice on Monday and then the green flag party on Monday afternoon, which is a new event for us. And that's what makes the National special is race fans get to come in. We have the privilege of the Nationals Sunday night. Nationals testing Monday. Now the green flag party, which is the drivers will draw for the qualifying position, and the actual 200 lap Slinger Nationals on Tuesday night. All those things add up to a real fun event and trip for race fans, and they come in from all over the country.
So it's going to be great. And of course, we've heard some rumors, right? You know, with Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you win the 500, you douse yourself in milk. Any truth to the rumor that if somebody wins, of course, Slinger Nationals on Tuesday, they're going to be pouring El Bandito Reposado all over them?
You know, that may happen. Depends how old they are. Last year, we had a 17-year-old. Actually, I think the winner was Luke Fenhouse, and he was 17, and I'm pretty sure that Derek Krause was third, and he's not legal age either, so hopefully if they're legal age, they'll have some tequila poured on them.
Oh, all right, right. We celebrate responsibly after the big win, and we'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. We'll see all those great fans live up at Slinger Super Speedway. And so as we let you go, Todd, the website for people to get those tickets, get in on things, see the drivers and schedules, where can they go?
SlingerSuperSpeedway.com. That's the best place to go. You can search us out on Facebook also at Slinger Speedway fan page. But to buy tickets, go to SlingerSuperSpeedway.com.
It's going to be great. The entire racing world is converging. All those fans and some of the best drivers out there will be up there with you. We'll see you there, too. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
All right. Appreciate it.